found your way to Too Much Rock Podcast number 22. I'm your host, as always, Sid Souter. And we are listening to the final feedbacky, screechy strains of the Morning After Girls. They're a band from Sydney, Australia. And that song was called Always Mine off of an album called Prelude, EPs 1 and 2, which I guess is just probably a repackaging of two EPs. Came out in September of 2005 on Rainbow Quartz. I got that from some label, maybe Rainbow Quartz, maybe a promo person, I don't know. After, I think I inquired about them because they were going to be coming through town, and whenever they came through town was some weeks back, so I didn't catch them. I do enjoy that song, though, as it's very Dandy Warhol-y, and very, very, in fact. And there are a couple other songs that kind of have that same swirl and psychedelic elements to them that I really enjoy, and then some of the album is just kind of missy. But it's EPs, so you can't expect EPs to be winners. You can expect one song to be a winner, maybe two if you're lucky, right? I am podcasting from Astoria, my apartment here in New York, and so you hear a combination of bad mic and room noise, so you'll take what you'll get, I guess. I've got a short podcast for you, so let me go ahead and keep things rolling. Next song I'm going to play is from the Blood Brothers. The song is called Love Rhymes with Hideous Car Wreck. And I guess it doesn't. This is off the album Crimes that came out in 2004 on V2. Of course, everyone knows Blood Brothers, but I honestly really didn't. I mean, I knew the side projects better than the band itself. I'd tried to see him once, it was sold out, tried to see him another time, and I got lost or something. I don't know, it never happened. But so I found this one used in the village and picked it up. And it is good for headaches, and it's good for wearing headphones and walking around New York and all the hecticness and going, wow, this music melds wonderfully with it, even if they're a Seattle band. So let's go ahead and play this. This is the Blood Brothers with the song Love Rhymes with Hideous Car Wreck.
Yeah.
Okay, that was Paper Thin Stages with the song In the Deer. That's from the album Progress Toward Ranks that'll be out on April 18th on Sort of Records. Boston band there that just doesn't play out enough. Very moody and mathy and smart stuff there, and great compositions. Reminds me a lot of the Hillary Step or the bands, I guess, like Sharks Keep Moving, things of that sort. Never that explosive. But that track is a little more subdued than I think other ones on there. Some of them are pretty balls out, I guess. But I like that. And next time they actually choose to leave the studio they call home, I guess, I'll see if I can catch them. Before that, had the Blood Brothers with the song Love Rhymes with Hideous Car Wreck. And I don't know what you can say about that. It's both love and a hideous car wreck. So I think they've summed it up nicely. Speaking of love, everyone's current heartthrob is up next. Colin Malloy from the Decemberists, of course. I'm going to play a song called Turpin Hero, which is a old folk song. This is from his album. Colin Malloy sings traditionally arranged songs by Shirley Collins. This song is very much in the Colin Malloy genre, I guess. It's about murders and hiding monies in boots and highwaymen, particularly Dick Turpin, a famous English highwayman. This album is much better, I think, than his Morrissey album, even though obviously those songs are wonderful. You kind of just want to hear Moz do those. This one, you're probably not as familiar with the original, so that makes a difference. And I think the style just suits him a lot more. So let's go and do this. This song is called Turpin Hero, and it is Colin Malloy.
On Hounslow Heath as I rode on, I spied a lawyer riding before. Kind sir, said I, are you afraid of Turpin, that mischievous blade? Oh, rare Turpin hero, oh, rare Turpin, oh. Said Turpin, he ne'er find me out. I hid my money in my boots. The lawyer said there's none can find. I hid my gold and my cape behind. Oh, rare Turpin hero, oh. Red Turpin, oh. As they were riding past the mill, Turpin commands him to stand still. Says he, a coat I must cut off, my man needs a saddle cloth. Oh, Red Turpin hero, oh, Red Turpin, oh. This caused the lawyer much to fret, to see how simply he'd been took. But Turpin robbed him of his store, because he knew he'd lie for more. Oh, rare Turpin hero, oh, rare Turpin, oh.
Stars in the sky, soon said the wind that followed him home. Who said the cloud that started to cry? Me said the rider as dry as a bone. Who said the sun that melted the ground? Why said the river that refused to run? Where said the thunder without a sound? Here said the rider and took up his gun. Said the stars to the moon in the sky. No, said the trees that started to moan. No, said the dust that blinded his eyes. Yes, said the rider as white as a bone. No, said the moon that rose from his sleep. No, said the cry of the dying sun. No, said the planets that started to weep. Yes, said the rider and laid down his gun.
That was Nick Cave and Warren Ellis of the Dirty Three with the song, The Writer's Song. This is from The Proposition, original movie soundtrack. It came out in September of 2005 on Mute Records, which is, of course, the home of Nick Cave. That song is very Nick Cavey. The rest of it's not so much. I mean, it's a movie score, right? So most of it's instrumental. Most of them are more atmospheric and incidental pieces rather than songs like that. But that song's great, and it's everything as good as we expect out of Nick Cave, and Warren Ellis's violin suits it very well. Today, as I said, is a short one, so let's wrap things up here. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 22. I'm your host, Sid Souter. You can find out more about Too Much Rock at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. And we're going to wrap things up with The Liars. This is the album Drums Not Dead that came out a couple weeks ago on Mute Records again, so it's a major label extravaganza, or at least major label distribution extravaganza. Either way, I had this in my earphones last Sunday when I was out shopping through Astoria and into Midtown as well, looking for shoes, which I just cannot find. Hey, where are folks finding fun vegan footwear that's not like at Mooshoes and $100 a pair? I don't know. But anyway, I'm going to play a song called The Other Side of Mr. Heart Attack, which is the other side of the album. It's the last song on the album, and it's a departure from all the hectic noise that is the first half. And that hectic noise is kind of scary. When you listen to it without headphones on, it's just kind of hard to get into. But when you put the headphones on and walk around, you start to find yourself agreeing with the noise and becoming part of it. But I just now listening to things before, trying to figure out which track to play, the track I really like is this one the most. Maybe that means I am not that hip. The song I'm going to play is The Other Side of Mr. Heart Attack. It's by The Liars, and it wraps up our podcast. Thank you very much, folks. Thank you.
found. I can't always be found. I can't always be found.